Folks are out there driving, sending me email pictures of yield signs, and they're red and white. Nobody has sent in a yellow one yet, but keep trying. Anyways, we're going to come back in a moment with Zen and take phone calls with her as we talk about her work, Your Inner GPS, next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. George Norrie with you. We are back with Zen Cryer DeBrook, her book, Your Inner GPS. Where do people get the book, Zen?
You can get it off of Amazon, and I really would love it if people go to internalguidancesystem.com.
We've got that linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com to make it easy for people.
And that way they can feel their IGS for themselves. Like, I walk them through actually feeling this experience and separating it from their thoughts, and so they can really actually figure out that this is something amazing.
Well, what we're doing is reprogramming ourselves, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing that's been amazing, is that when you feel stress, which I label stress as worry, fear, anxiety, overwhelm, frustration, doubt, and many more things, like there's a whole list, we have mislabeled those feelings. They're actually closing, which is just a name that I gave it, which means there's a tightening in the body, that what you're thinking in the moment is old programming. And so the key is to learn to stop in the moment when you feel that tightness in your body that's like stress, and to be like, wait, I'm in that 0 to 7 programming. And I know that it sounds like crazy that our lives are being run by 0 to 7 programming. But when you start working with it, when you actually like feel that tightness in your body, and then you pivot your thoughts and you realize what your thoughts are, over and over again, 40,000 people that I've worked with plus, it really is old programming coming from your mom and dad, from the situation that you were in when you were in your youth. And you don't have to live in that old programming anymore. You don't have to, like, walk in and have the same relationship with your work or your spouse or your kids or your internal experience with yourself.
What if for some reason you don't need to be reprogrammed in a rare case?
I have found that is true. So I met a one man who his dad taught him this stuff. And actually, this person that I'm talking about did most of Michael Jackson's producing of his albums.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
But he has complete opening. Like, here's an example. Like, I have talked to many CEOs and many people who are on the upper echelons of what they've created in their lives to be amazing, and I've gone in, and they are open. Like, they follow the principles that I teach in Smart Soul Academy. They follow them. And, when I talk to them, it's incredible. They already know it. But here's the thing. They don't necessarily do it well in their personal relationships, or they don't necessarily do it well in their finances. And I know that you would think that every person who's successful does good in their finances, but they can be an incredible influencer and yet not know how to manage their finances. And so this tool that we have helps us balance our entire lives.
Let's take some calls for you. Let's start by going to Laura in New Paltz, New York. Welcome to the program. Hi, Laura. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I really enjoyed the talk, because the discussion about intuition is one of my favorite discussions. But I do have a question for you, and thank you. I do understand, and I agree with everything you said, that the whole transformation of humanity is an inside job, and it's important for everyone to learn to use their intuition and turn inward. But you also mentioned a lot of all the big tech and financial companies you're working with. And I personally come from the point of view that a lot of those companies are using their big finances and their tech know-how to sort of, you know, make the world more in balance, not make the world better. And what I'd like to sort of ask you is if you're using these skills of intuition to help them turn inward, to open their heart, to make life better for all, or my fear is that they would take these intuitive skills and mess with us even more and have a greater tool to use to mess with us even more. So just sort of understand the question?
I am so excited to tell you that, yes, I am not speaking on behalf of the entire company, but I want to let you know that I am working with individuals who are high up in these companies, and they are extraordinary individuals, and they are using the tools that I am saying right now. And, you know, one of the things that's happening, to be perfectly honest, is they're wanting to leave the companies and start something new. Several of the companies that I'm working with, as well as a couple of people that are in politics, are using these tools to do the best they can. And what I am saying is, I am grounded in the presence that. What I'm grounded in. I'm grounded in the presence that every single human being on the planet has God in their soul, and that there is no way to escape that, and that when they're in the midst, and what people who come to me are people who feel are very powerful in their worlds and feel disconnected, unhappy, and as if this isn't right. And then they're being connected to this. And then the cool thing is that they're connecting this to their teams, to the company, and I feel like I'm a positive virus that gets in there. So, Laura, I hear you. And what I would say is I am in the front lines, and what I'm finding is that there are many human beings that are completely aligned with you, that are in these companies, and that's what you need to connect to. And so if you want to do anything, pray to support them, because they are there. They're human beings just like you and I, and it's working.
When you talk about stress, Zen, what kind of stress are you talking about?
You know, we are living in a stressful experience, which is anxiety, overwhelm, rushing, like the experience of rushing. Procrastination is an incredible stressful experience. Frustration, worry, fear, doubt about our lives, about what's going to happen in the future. Like, those are all closing. And so when I talk about stress and being able to pivot, that's guidance that what you're thinking is not true in the moment and not going to happen. And then you learn how to pivot out of that into experience where your body opens. When your body opens, that means you're on track. George, what else?
Next up, let's go to Derek in Louisiana. Hi, Derek. Take it away.
Hey, George, and hey, Zen. Enjoying your conversation.
Thank you.
I did send George a picture of the yield sign.
That was you. I got it.
Did you get it? Okay. I was driving from Ruston, Louisiana to West Monroe, and I encountered four of them. I know Zen said that they retired them in the 70s, the yellow ones, or
yep.
Did I mishear her on that? So this is just programming. I did have a question on, like, the Mandela effect. Does that have anything to do with the programming? Like, I remember growing up, Shazam didn't have Shaq. It had the other gentleman in it. I can't think of his name right now. But does that have anything to do with, like, old programming, or is that just when a certain amount of the population really, like, in their soul believes they remember it one way, and then society says, no, that never happened. It was, you know, like Mandela. Some people thought he passed away in one year, and then other people thought it was a different year.
Derek, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Zen.
I have so much respect for what you're saying, and I also have a misrecollection. I don't know what to say about it. I have some personal views as a teacher of the internal guidance system work that I'm doing. I don't have a tendency to put out my personal views about things, but I just want to acknowledge, Derek, that I too have had, I too think that things were different, and I don't have an answer for that. If I were to give you anything right now about that, I would say that we are changing so fast as a humanity, and that we have so many individuals in the world who are messing with our timelines. I'm being honest about how I feel, that I'm not sure how to quantify or qualify the experience that that is, but what I would say is, as a teacher, hold, and I say this to every single human being that's listening to this call, hold that whatever transformation is happening, that it's the most incredible, powerful transformation that could happen for all of humanity at this time, because there is things like that happening that I recognize. George?
Next up, let's go to Cornelius in Louisiana. Hello there, Mr. Cornelius.
Hey there, George. You would have to follow behind that guy in Ruston. I used to go to Louisiana Tech, and I had some of the best professors, boy, in psychology and sociology. Then, my name is Cornelius White. I'm one of the few African-American callers and stuff, and George knows my situation and stuff, and Tommy. I've faced a lot of racism and stuff. But my question for you tonight is this. I believe in God, and you were talking about God, and he gives you gut instincts and stuff like that. And my question for you then, I'm going to tell you a quick story about this. And I was telling Tommy, when you said yellow sign, I was thinking about the yellow on the red light, the yellow yield sign. So that's what I was thinking about. And then I was going to go ride around, too, like that guy earlier and stuff, and look around and see if I could find any yellow signs and stuff like that. But I was thinking about the red light. And when I took my driver's test, I was telling Tommy, I failed it on this. When is the road the slickiest? And I said, when it rains a whole lot. But the real answer is, when it first rains, because of all the oil and stuff
that's
the trucks
right.
and cars put it on.
It kicks up. That's right. Plus, when you took your driver's test, you were in a Model T, weren't you?
Yeah, right, George. But anyway, I'm a military man, too, since you said your husband was a military man. And I just believe Putin is just pure evil. I don't think we had nothing to do with it, or NATO or anything like that. He wanted to do this, but he saw weakness in Biden, so this was his chance. Trump had him where he wanted him and stuff. So I don't believe blaming NATO and the U.S. I don't believe in blaming us. I spent 15 years in the military police corps, had a secret to top secret clearance from 79 to 94 to train against the Russians and stuff, just like this Kovor virus. The communist Chinese released it on purpose. We trained against the Russians because they might release a bioweapon when I was in the MP corps and stuff. So it's not that the Russian people are evil, but their leaders are evil and stuff, and communism and socialism, all that stuff is evil. And your first guest, George, he wants to be a globalist and stuff, and that's going to lead to the one world government, one world religion, and the mark of the beast. But God bless you, and thank you so much, George and Zen.
Interesting comments, Zen.
Yeah, Cornelius, I adore you. And I appreciate everything that you're thinking, and I want to, like, thank you for your service. And what I have found over the years of using the internal guidance system is there's this centered path that your heart can feel, and I believe it's the Holy Spirit. And I'm not making this Christian because I have had people who are Muslim who've come in with their doctrine, and Buddhist and Taoist and Hindu and all these different religions. There's a theme. There is a central breath of life of God through our souls. And I think the most important thing is not to come from the mind, but to feel in the body this truth. And what I'm inviting everybody to do on this show and the listeners is to find that. And that's what I have found, and that's what I know how to do, these simple little practices to make that happen. George?
When you were talking about Zen, this tightness that would come over people, is that happening when something is going on, or what precipitates it?
Well, what happens every single tightness that happens in the body is coming from our thoughts. And so the people that have learned to do this is like they witness an experience that's happening outside them, and then it is their thinking, and this is the most important thing that's different from everything we're learning, is when they think something, the thinking that they have, the story that they're running, and that the mind is running, creates a tightness. And that tightness is an alarm bell that says, wait a minute, what I'm thinking isn't true. And so the practices that I teach, the decoding that I've done in experiencing this, it decodes the falseness of the thinking, and even actually has people learn how to understand what they're thinking. And then what happens is there's an opening, there's an expansion, and there's a sense of truth in the body that they can no longer step away from. It's like if they try to go back to the old thinking. And so, like, it is, we haven't even had a chance to go into the story, George. It is so amazing what happens. So I'll give you one experience.
Give me an example.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. So most people think that fear is, you run into a situation and it's fear. But what we found is, in experiencing this, so an example would be, there was this mom who her daughter bought her a trip on a Zodiac boat. And as they were going to the Zodiac boat, her mom was totally in fear. And she's like, I can't get on the boat. I can't make it happen. And she decided to not get on the boat, and the boat capsized, and they were like hanging on the boat for 2 hours.
Oh, jeez.
I know. Like, her mother, who was 70, would have died, probably, we imagine. But what happened was that she contacted me and she goes, you're wrong. My mom closed at getting on the boat, and my mom should have not gotten on the boat. And then she's been studying with me for 2 years, and she's like, you should have not gotten on the boat. And I was like, ask your mother, please, was it that she was talking herself into getting on the boat that she felt the tightness? Which means, what I'm thinking is not true or not going to happen.
Almost like deja vu, isn't it?
Yeah. And she's like, and the second that she decided not to get on the boat, did your mother feel relaxed and open in her body? And when she went back to her mom, it was true. I had the same experience. Like, people are like, this is just positive or negative thinking.
We're going to come back in just a moment with you, Zen, and take final phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. Just ahead, those of you on hold, just hang there. We will be right back. On our next Coast to Coast program, Archbishop Rob Fale joins us to talk about exorcisms, and then later on we'll be talking about the Ouija board on Coast to Coast. Make sure you're part of the program. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you. Our final segment with Zen Cryer DeBrook. Her book, Your Inner GPS, Follow Your Internal Guidance to Optimal Health, Happiness, and Satisfaction. Let's take other calls. Let's go to Mike in Denver, Colorado. Welcome to the show. Hey, Michael.
Hi, George. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
I'm good. Hope you are,
good,
too.
Good to hear. And Zen, thank you so much just for being here tonight and for your presentation. It means everything. I've learned so much from this, so thank you. And I just had a quick comment and question. So what I wanted to ask you about tonight is self-talk. There's a lot of times when, you know, people are in a situation where, you know, it's anxiety inducing and people start to do this negative self-talk. I kind of went through this a lot when I was growing up. Whenever I had to do like public speaking to give a presentation, I would say, you know, something is going to go wrong. I can't do this. And, I would let the negative self-talk totally take over. But, you know, something I've learned actually from talk radio, believe it or not, is that everybody gets nervous. Everybody has anxiety at times, and that's okay. And so it's interesting, you know, with the internal guidance system you've talked about, I feel like maybe this can be used to change that self-talk to set it in a positive direction. And I think one of the really important things is being cognizant and kind of just realizing that, okay, I'm having negative self-talk. How can I change that? So the question I wanted to ask you is, how have you been able to use the IGS system to replace the negative self-talk with positive self-talk?
Good question. Go ahead, Zen.
I think that's an amazing conversation that you are in. And so here's the thing. I have found that some of your negative self-talk will, so go to internalguidancesystem.com, internalguidancesystem.com, and do the exercise there. And because this is what I found in working with over 40,000 people, is that some of the negative self-talk that you're talking about will close you, which means it's not true or not going to happen. And then there's some other elements that will open you, like there's some negative self-talk, and it's very rare, and it's a limited amount that will actually cause an expansion in your body. And what happens when people feel that expansion is they're on it. They're like fixing it. They're making it happen. But what I have found in working with the multitude of people that I've worked with is that most of this negative self-talk that you have has come from who has spoken to you between the ages of 0 and 7, and that this self-talk that you have is closing. It's causing a feeling of anxiety, failure, doubt, anxiety. And so the thing is that those thoughts that were given to you by the people that raised you are not true. And so even if they're a part of your programming, in learning the first thing you learn is how to shift from those thoughts to recognizing them and going, I'm closed. That means what I'm thinking is not true or not going to happen. And you feel an opening. You feel lightness. And you follow the lightness. And your IGS is always available for you to get the lightness to the lightness to the lightness. And in that, you're reprogramming the neural pathways in your brain. And you are healing yourself over and over and over again by shifting those thoughts. And that is why we were given this internal guidance system. This is an important aspect of who we are as humans to get us to the potential that we were born to be. And so it takes a little bit of training. This is a brand new thing. I don't know of anyone else that's ever decoded this. And you have a powerful aspect of inside of you that is teaching you every moment and guiding you in the thoughts that are going to create the most magnificent you. And that, I think, is what the most important thing is that we haven't even had a chance to talk about that, but you have a thing inside of you, internal guidance system, this expansion and contraction inside your body that is actually supporting you and knowing that you need to make new thoughts. George?
It may be more accurate than a GPS system, a real GPS.
It is. It's like honing our soul to become more magnificent. And it's this, I mean, I have been researching this for 23 years. This is the most exquisite thing, a part of our humanity that exists. Like, this thing is real, and not only is it real, but you can focus on it and shift your mind to be who you really came here to be.
You talk a lot about that 0 to 7 formative years. That must be very important.
It is. It's actually, what I've found in working with the people that I've found is like how you see relationships, how much love you can have, what your financial experience can be, who you are as a being. Like, you know, kids who hear, like, you're too much, you should shut up, they're too shy, they're not good, they're not good at sports, they're klutzy. Like, we get all these messages, and they're not necessarily true, for God's sakes. We're like babies, you know? And that's what we're reprogramming with this tool that is incredible. I mean, I think the most important thing is that we have this thing inside of our body that closes, it causes a tightness in the center of our body that tells us that we're in old programming. We're in yield signs.
Let's go to Thomas in La Jolla, California. Hey, Tom, go ahead.
Hi, George. Thank you for accepting our call.
Sure,
and God bless our audience. We have such a wonderful audience. And Zen, wow. Young lady, you have a sale, and I will purchase your book. I visualize you, Zen, as a young lady, though you have the wisdom of somebody who is 10,000 years old, and I appreciate that. A comment and then a question. And my comment is I'm reminded of three disciplines, dance, dowsing, and martial arts. And it's interesting to me that in those three disciplines, to become an effective dancer, you have to turn off your thinking. To become an effective dowser, if you think of the dowser who's holding the forked stick, dowsing for water, again, you have to turn off your thinking. And to become an effective martial artist, again, you have to turn off your thinking. And I'm reminded from energy medicine, you speak of the throat, the chest, the belly, and I think, I experience, I feel throat chakra, heart chakra, solar plexus chakra. So my question for you, Zen, and I thank you for your work, is I was wondering if you could connect the dots, you know, with the disciplines of dance, dowsing, and martial arts, but more importantly, with the energy side of that, throat chakra, heart chakra, solar plexus chakra, and the development of our internal wisdom bypassing our thinking. And thank you for what you do, Zen.
Okay, so the thing that I want you to know is that I have not found this to be connected to the chakras. I'm just gonna set that aside. I think the chakras are actually very important, but they're not a part of this. This is something very different. The throat means so. Here's the thing. I only have a short period of time. Everything else that you mentioned is flow. And so one of the things that I've found is that once you learned how to use your internal guidance system, which is basically learning how to use your thoughts and separating them and becoming the observer and allowing the thoughts, because they close you, right? And so you learn to be the observer, and then you open your body. And then what we teach is there's a flow. There's an essence that comes up from the center of the body, and it moves you through your life every single day. And the people that learn to use their internal guidance system just stays in that moment of flow. Now, how that relates to dance is, you know, when you're like moving without a choreographer and you feel the expansion to go here, to go there, to go there, like you feel from your body what the internal guidance system is in its essence. When you learn to master it, is you do nothing but stay in the synchronicity and the magic of the moment of your body, not your mind. Your mind is stopped. Your body moves you through your life into the essence and the experience of perfection. And so we haven't had an opportunity to talk about that, but like the basic start is this closing, is a guidance system. And then when people learn to master it, the thing that you felt in your dowsing and in your dance is the way that we are intended as beings to live our lives. And that is what I teach.
Zen, give out your website one more time for folks who want to go to it and, you know, basically take your courses.
InternalGuidanceSystem.com. Go to InternalGuidanceSystem.com. And in that, I will give you the experience of following your internal guidance system. And there's a two-video series that will show you how to feel this in your body. Go to InternalGuidanceSystem.com. And in that, you will feel the experience that I'm talking about and begin to shift your mind into this divine essence that exists in you, that is guiding you.
And Zen, let's not let 6 years go by next time. For Michael Cosio, Adam Thompson, Tom Danheiser, Dan Galanti, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesour, Timothy Banal, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.